talk about moods.
Huh?
Moods. You know, like the
mood.
Changing of the mind.
Yeah.
One day you're happy, one day you're
sad.
How to
that is because of the unsteadiness of the mind, which does not happen to cling to the Lord. And it has been so much accustomed to extrovert actions, to think of your ATM card, to think of cinemas, to think of your work, to think of building a temple. And so it never stops. The mind is always working, and accordingly your actions are going on changing. So unless you get steadiness in your attachment to the Lord, none of these things can come. So again, as I said, first attach. Then the detachment takes place afterwards. And once you attach, then nothing in the world can break through that electrical fence. That's that. That's the only way. Till that time, it will happen. The moods will change. Look here, there are two methods of dealing with it. When you pray to the Lord, Lord, let me never have such moods, and let me always think of you. The other thing is, tell the mind which is having the moods. No, nobody else is having the moods. The moods are mental. Tell the mind, mind, I am seeing you, I am seeing your moods. If I am seeing this box, the box is not me, because I am seeing it. So as you are seeing the mind is not you. So you tell mind, you mind your business, you go anywhere, I don't care, I divorce you, I am with the Lord. How can you be the Lord? You are the consciousness, the boss of the mind. So you can be separately, you can divorce yourself with the mind. You are the consciousness alone. What is consciousness? Consciousness means the simple awareness of being. And so there is that. Don't add anything. I am a child. I am an engineer. Nothing. Simply be. I am. That's all. And that's the way.
And there is one more problem. When that mind is wandering, you there is another thing inside says, oh, it is coming. What to do with this?
That
creates more problems.
See, when there is a child, and the child is playing on the road, and some fellow comes and it threatens the child, what will the child do?
Cry.
It will call mommy. So call your mommy. Call the Divine Mother. Call the Lord. That's all. Immediately you think of the Lord. Lord, it's for you to save me. I am having a panic. You have to save me. That's all. You do it. See, these are all small things. You do it some 10 times. Positively. All these things. That's what. So, as I said, it's all due to lack of steadiness and fixation of the mind to become established in the Lord. It takes time. Because for births and births, we have been accustomed to make the mind roam about in the jungle of the world in various objects. And naturally, to put your lasso and bring it back is very difficult. It is too big. If it is one horse, you can deal with your lasso. If you want to bring some 20,000 horses at once, so how can you do it with the lasso? So you cannot do it. Only the mother's lasso is big enough to round all the 20,000 and bring. She is getting a pasha. Pasha means attachment. Pasha means the lasso.
You know, the thing is, I know what you just said, and let's say when I get angry or worried, I watch myself and I'm conscious, I am not that. Nonetheless, I feel angry. You know what I mean?
You see what happens. In one day, it will not change. It will take time. What happens is, the one method is, when the anger comes, at that time you are not angry, you are anger, you are identified with anger. So, after some time, the incident comes back to you, then you just watch. Yes, this happened, he told like this, and immediately I flew into a temper and I talked all bad words. Just remind that, Don't criticize yourself, don't regret. Oh my Lord, why did I do it the second time? I am doing the same mistake. Don't tell. Simply watch. If you do it every time, and you do it about every time you do, even after the third or fourth, you will find that anger becomes less. Next time, when you get angry, it won't be that bad. So similarly, there's one way of removing it, that simply watch it afterwards when it comes. Don't add any criticism. Simply you watch it, just as again you are rewinding the Stevie and seeing the same picture again. That's all. And that was a lot. This is the Buddhist method of removal, and including a Chinese lady, several people have been practicing it and has got very good results. Yes.
That works for every emotion, Swamiji.
Eh?
That works for every emotion or just anger?
It's more for anger. Other emotions are not so big. See, anger is the gross form of desire. That is the passion and lust. So, where it gets, where you think, I am doing spirituality, I should not indulge. Even though he is a householder, then what happens? It gets suppressed. The suppressed sex, it causes anger. This has been, the theory, both in psychology as well as in our scriptures. That's all. So, it doesn't matter. See, people are under the impression, a householder, it says, he can remain a brahmachari even after marriage by doing his duties. How? Ritukala bhigamanat, paradara vivarchana, brahmachari tirate. This was quoted by my Gurudev. On the day of my marriage, he sent the letter to me. There he has quoted it. I have put a Xerox copy in my book, Fragrant and Flowers. What does it mean? He knew that I will be for it. Oh my Lord, my brahmacharya is lost. Now I am bad. I am in that. He says, no, we have got a wrong interpretation of brahmacharya. By going to his wife, not in the prohibited times, in the fixed times. And when he goes on the spiritual path, reducing the number of times, the barest minimum. And then, looking with lust on any other woman. If he does both, he continues to be a brahmachari. So, this is essential. So, unless he does it for any other things, he won't be successful in conquering both the sex as well as this krodha. Because the one is the concomitant of the other. That is that. That is, I am talking from the, from the worldly experience way. Unless it is done, any amount of your prayers and all that will come back again. It is so bad. Because it will not leave you. So once in a while, and then you can reduce it in due course, and then automatically things will be. Yes, you shall live your life for quite some time. Now it is time to withdraw. You have had it, then it's time for withdrawal, and then you can live in the same house and live in a different room and talk to her. Let us both now turn our mind towards God and ask it. Let us not waste our energy in all these things. So convince yourself, and start. That's okay. It is very simple.